Welcome to Pen and Page Gals, the podcast where we're flipping through our favorite and recent reads. Your hosts are me, I'm Jensine.
And I'm Sophia. And in a digital age when everything is fast-paced and fighting for our attention, we hope to inspire you to slow the scroll and pause for some pages instead.
Hello, and welcome back to Pen and Page Gals. It is our April episode. I'm Jensine. And I'm here with my co-host,
Sophia. Hi.
We had a great month. I had a great month.
We did. Why did you have a great month, Jensine?
Well, it was my birthday month, and I made a very big deal out of it this year to make
as you should have. Yes, as you should have.
And you were a big part of that. And so I'm so grateful. But for you, you also have several birthdays, a couple birthdays,
big birthdays. Yeah. Well, so too. Yeah. Jensine shares a birthday with my youngest,
birthday twins.
Yeah. You guys are birthday twins. So Jensine was turning 32 and my littlest one, my mangnae, as you would say in Korean, was turning 4. So big age range that we were celebrating. And then my oldest one turned 10 double digits at the end of April. Yeah. That was a big deal. But if I'm honest, I had just as much fun celebrating your birthday, like a grown-up birthday, as I did celebrating my own kids, you know.
Yes. Well, yeah. Birthdays. I mean, we had a chill mom's weekend to celebrate. Mm-hmm. We grabbed Steph and we jetted off, got a hotel, and our main purpose for this weekend, well, we used my birthday as an excuse, but really, truly, we lined it up so that we could binge watch Shadow and Bone on Netflix, which came out on the 23rd.
Yes.
And we blew through it. One sitting. Well, we took breaks. We took snack breaks and a dinner break and a dessert break.
But not really. But the break itself was maybe 5 or 10 minutes. Yeah. And then we'd be like, let's play it again. Yeah. We really only paused it if we had to pee. Like someone had to like leave the TV to like take care of business real quick.
I'm pretty proud of us. We got it done.
We were on a mission.
We started at like four something in the afternoon. We finished shortly after midnight, like 12:30. Yeah. I think we all just KO'd.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the show we've been waiting for like months.
Yeah.
Finally came. First it was so reactions fun. That night. First, do you remember how you felt that night besides like really tired?
I was just really excited to see the stories and the characters come to life.
Yeah.
And I was also really curious to see how they were going to play the Kaz's crew, the Six of Crows, like that storyline. Yeah. Because like if you've read the books, then you know that they originally, the way they're written, they're not on the same timeline. Mm-hmm. But the show, they're like all on the same timeline. Yeah. So I was kind of curious to see that. But I thought they most of the cast was like phenomenally cast, right? I don't even want to say that it was a miscast. It was just a little bit of awkward acting from one or two of them.
Yeah.
But
we could just say
I don't know their names, but whoever they cast for Nina and Matthias, whatever the Fjorden Druskele. I thought they looked well. Actually, Nina looked kind of how I would picture her. I feel like Matthias, whatever he, I thought he would look a bit scarier, like a little bit tougher. Definitely, the coloring is correct, like that blonde, But I was kind of imagining Nordic, So that was correct, but. Yeah, and his acting was not bad, but it was, I think part of it was like the directing, like it was just
that was my least favorite storyline for sure in the show. And I know they get an epic storyline in the books.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like it didn't do them justice.
Yeah.
In the beginning. And I know it's just a prequel, same. But
I know, but forced. I think you and I talked about this like after we watched the show in person. But overall, like the Shadow and Bone, like that storyline, I thought was so well done. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Well cast. The acting was phenomenal. Just watching it come alive on screen was everything I think as a fan that you kind of want. I mean, I love Mal. I freaking love Mal. Like, I've been married for 12 years. I'm way too old to be saying that, but I love how he acted. I love who they cast. I love the chemistry. Okay, I loved.
This is hilarious because our first reaction to like his cast photo when we saw Archie, we were like, "What?
Yeah,
like, this is not the Mal we pictured." We actually looked up our own photos of Mal, and we're "This is more the Mal we imagined."
Yeah,
and
for sure.
When we saw Ben Barnes, we were like,
"Yes, Darkling, yes, smoking."
Mal forever, five ever.
Mal forever. I think the way that the writers wrote him into the show, he definitely in the book he's more of a playboy. So they wrote him in a way that I think helped Archie. Yeah,
like they wrote him more favorably.
Yes, more favorably
in the show.
Oh,
I remember. Go.
What I was saying was I think the general consensus between you, me, and Stephanie was that we really loved how they did the Shadow and Bone storyline and acting and all that. But then after watching the show, we were kind of like, nah, they could have done without like mixing in the storyline of the Crows, of Six of Crows in there. I love who they cast. Like they cast Inej and Kaz and everyone was great, perfect, mm-hmm. but it was just kind of distracting. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's because we had read the book, so we knew where the main storyline was going, but it just kind of felt like every time the Shadow and Bone storyline, like the when I say Shadow and Bone, I know the show is called Shadow and Bone, but for those who aren't aware, I'm talking about the Shadow and Bone like book series. Mm-hmm. But whenever like the show would take the Shadow and Bone book series storyline and like kind of like ramp it up, then it would like chop off at like a really weird, in my opinion, like a weird point and like go back to the Crows storyline. And it was kind of like, can we just finish like what we were watching? But overall, I stan. I approve.
Yeah. Overall, what about you? I agree. I love the show. I mean, my husband is watching it too, and I've kind of rewatched episodes, and it's kind of something you just kind of throw on in the back while you're folding laundry and stuff. It's kind of that show for me now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely agree with you where the Shadow and Bone storyline in the show just felt so much stronger and more like magnetic and powerful. And okay, to be honest, I feel like I'm in the minority, but I actually prefer the Shadow and Bone book trilogy, but I know lots of people love the Six of Crows trilogy more.
We'll get there. We'll get there when we talk about our book. Yeah. But
yeah. Uh-huh. And so, but I'm reading. So also, to be honest, I didn't finish rereading the Six of Crows book. So I'm like,
but you remember,
I remember like the main plot points.
Yeah.
But even now, like reading through the Crows books, I'm like, I don't know. I love who they cast, but the book is always better. You know, I think at the end of the day, the books are just always better.
Always,
there's just little things in their characters, in, you know, the unspoken things that you only hear their thoughts when you're reading them on the page. I feel like the Crows kind of just didn't get the full oomph in the show.
Yeah.
You know, especially going back and reading and seeing like the full richness of their personalities and characters and stuff. So I don't know. Maybe it'll develop.
Yeah.
It's a couple seasons, right?
Well, but I agree with you. Like, I mean, I guess we don't know like where the showrunners and the writers are like hoping to take this, but from just watching like one season, I guess 8 episodes, I agree that it was kind of, it felt random a little bit to have the, like, yeah, because you don't get the full breadth of the why, like why they are the way they are, or even like just the intricacies of their personality or their motivations. Exactly. You don't really see that, but you see that for Alina and for Mal.
Yeah.
And even for the Darkling, like the show kind of gives you this backscene that wasn't really backstory that wasn't in the books, right? Like, I don't remember them really showing like a past lover of the Darkling. Yeah. And they did that in the show. So I don't know, maybe they're just setting it up and hoping like in future season it will become, I don't know, like they're laying the foundation to be able to tell the story a little bit more richly.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's
good. Yeah, but I agree with you that it felt kind of like, I mean, it was like fan service. Like, I'm so happy to be able to see those characters come to life, but it wasn't necessary in my opinion.
It felt just, stunted in a way. And, but then I love the casting. Like, they cast
they casted so well. Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Perfect. Like, oh, I just see him in my head now when I'm reading.
Yeah, same. And same with Inej. Like, I just see her. But can I be honest? So I don't remember the show. I remember parts of it. I remember parts of it, obviously. Like, I think up to episode 6, I remember. Mm-hmm. But the last 2 episodes, I don't remember. Like, I know how the story ends because we had just finished reading the books. I am blanking on, like, I don't know, when I think back to that weekend and I'm like trying to like conjure up images of like what scenes like were shown, and I'm like blanking, and I think it's because the last 2 episodes I was on the struggle bus. I was so tired. I was way past my bedtime. I mean, like, I wanted to rally, but I think my problem, what I shouldn't have done is, so I'm usually, you know, Gen Z knows, but I'm usually an early riser, and I should have slept in on Friday so that I wouldn't be so exhausted, and like I would be, because it's not like I didn't, and I drove, so just, but like it didn't help that I'd been up since 5 a.m. That day, you know.
I don't even remember. Thank you for rallying.
It's fine. Yeah, no, it's fine. I was more than happy to, and it wasn't like exhausting in the moment, but like looking back on it, I'm like, I don't remember. Like, whoosh, whoosh. So I think I might need to rewatch at least like the last 2 episodes just to sort of refresh. I'm sure once I start watching, I'll be like, oh, that's right. But like right now, it's like a black hole in my memory. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I don't know. But I do remember the next day very well. So we stayed up late. We finished the show. And the 3 of us, like, just hung out and took our time. We had the best udon noodles, ever. God. We're still talking about, like, days and days later. It was just like a really, really relaxing weekend. It was wonderful. Mwah! Chef's kisses. Perfect. Parfait. Did you feel like you had like girls trip hangover at all? Like once you got home? Because we did, like, we got home on Saturday night, kind of late-ish, but you had all day Sunday to kind of recover before the week started. Did you feel like you got to rest and sort of recharge before the week started?
I mean, I even slept in a little bit on Sunday, which Sunday? Was nice because I think my kids had a pretty fun weekend with, like, they had lots of events going on too. So they kind of slept in on Sunday also. So that was nice. Yeah. So I felt like extra rested.
Yeah, but that's good.
You know, once the week starts, then you're kind of just
back. I know, it's like a blur. Like, I know.
That happened? That feels like ages ago now.
Ages ago. I know. It was only a couple days ago. I know. But
it's so funny. This week has felt ancient for some reason.
Yeah, it has. I think we're like entering into, well, yeah, because your older one is in school. Too. Yeah, well, and like end of the school year stuff is like crazy. All this teacher appreciation. Yeah. And I'm like, I do appreciate you, but geez, there's like, I have three kids and all of them have like, have multiple teachers. And I'm like, I don't know, it's like too many people to keep track of. Okay. Yeah, let's talk about our book club.
So, for you, this is your first time rereading in like 7 years.
Yeah, like, yeah, 7 years sounds about right. And I have forgotten everything. Like, I remembered a general sense of everything works out in the end. Like, this is what I remembered as when I started reading, whether it was accurate or not. It was like, everything works out in the end. Everyone gets a happy ending. Like, in book one, when they're breaking into the ice court mm-hmm. to capture or, like, release... Yeah. I don't know his name. The shoe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That guy. I was, you know, like, I just, as I was reading that heist unfold, I just told myself, it's kind of like watching Ocean's 11. Yes. And, but like knowing that in the end, they walk away with the money. Right. So mm-hmm. that's all I remembered. Like, okay, they succeed at their mission. And I completely forgot that Van Eck, like, doesn't hold up his end of the bargain at the end of the book. Like, I forgot all that. I forgot that he takes Inej captive for a couple, like, forgot. Yeah. Even, like, the beginning part of the whole plot with the Jurda Parim, where it's, like, this drug that I, like, forgot about that. So in the opening, like, is it the first chapter? Is it just like the prologue, or whatever, of Six of Crows, when it's like just talking about like these random Grisha? Yeah. I was like, what? So confused. I was like, who are these people? Like, I don't remember.
I had forgotten that's how it started too.
Yeah. So it was a little jarring because it was just like, I remembered like vaguely enjoying the book. I remembered that everyone I thought like, got away with what they wanted to get away with. And I, for some reason, thought that... So book one, or Six of Crows, ends on a cliffhanger. Because it's like Inej has been captured. And mm-hmm. it's like, oh, like, we're going to, you know, we're going to come and get her, you know, and we're going to get our money. And I, for some reason, I had forgotten that. And I had thought that book two was kind of like its own... Like, book one ended and it was done. Okay, you know the way, like, the Throne of Glass series kind of, like, at least in the beginning, the first couple books of Throne of Glass, every story is sort of, like, contained to itself a little bit. And then there is, like, an overarching thing that, like, connects everything.
But it doesn't, like
Yeah. Yeah. So I kind of thought it was going to be like that. Like, that's what I mistakenly remembered the books being like. And so when I got to the end of Six of Crows... and it was like not resolved. I didn't know how I felt about that. I was like, okay, that's fine. Cause I already had Crooked Kingdom mm-hmm. and I, for all of our book club book picks, I like to try and push my reading as close to a recording date as possible so that my reaction will be fresh because I have the memory of a goldfish. I like, can I even remember what I ate for lunch the other day? So like, you know, I literally finished Crooked Kingdom last night and I was so mad because I forgot that Matthias dies. I forgot. And you didn't forget, did you? Like,
I did not forget.
Okay. I totally forgot. And so, okay, you probably don't, I don't know if you remember this part, but in that, like towards the end of the book, all the chapters kind of alternate between different characters' perspectives. Mm-hmm. So when it's his chapter and it's just after they successfully frame Van Eck, like all that, mm-hmm. you know, it's like kind of like winding down, right? And I forget where he's going, but it's like after they escape the auction and everything, and he's walking to meet everyone else. Mm-hmm. And then that one Fjordan, like the really young recruit that had just joined the army, that had been like throughout the book kind of like eyeing him and like sending him like hateful glances, like he finds him, that soldier finds Matthias in the street, and Matthias is trying to like reason with him, like, listen, like this hate is a learned thing, you can unlearn it, I was just like you. And then the end of that chapter, it says like something along the lines of like, Matthias, you know, didn't know why, but he was still surprised when the Fjordan like shot him, like when he fired and like struck him or whatever, right? And that chapter ends like that, and I was like, no, there's no way. Like, Nina can raise the dead, like, you know, like I was like, they did this with Mal in Shadow and Bone, like they killed him, but like they brought him. I was like, I'm not falling for this crap again. Like, there's no way, right? And then I was like confused because you read ahead a chapter or two and it gets to Nina's perspective and she's like, where is he? Like, he's running late. And then she's like, oh, look, there he is. He's coming. And like the way Leigh Bardugo writes it is like, he's fine. Like, he's just like walking and he's like, he runs and gives her a hug and it's like, I missed you, and like gives her a big kiss. And I was like, oh, maybe like, see, like, was there like something like sewn into the lining of his jacket? And like, I don't know. Like, I was like, see, everyone gets a happy ending. But then, like, he collapses or, like, whatever. Like, she, like, opens his jacket and there's, like, blood. I was like, no! And then, no, I was seriously holding out hope, like, to the very end. So then, like, after she's like, no, like, stay with me, whatever. Then Matthias gets one last chapter. It's, like, half a page. And it's basically, it's him dying. Like, he's like, I hear wolves and they're welcoming me home and, like, whatever. And I was like, I was so mad. Oh, you know, when you were saying, like, you always say the first time you read A Court of Mist and Fury, you like threw the book across the room because you were so like devastated, or you were just like, I have to wait to like find out. I wanted to throw Crooked Kingdom across the room so bad. I was so mad. It was last night, so I'm still not over it. I was thinking about it like all day today, intermittently. I was thinking about it, and I'm still not over it. And it's like, I'm to the point where I'm like, this duology would have gotten a collective like 5 out of 5 for me, like collectively the story over the two books would have gotten a 5 out of 5. 'Cause I love these like heist, you know, like, like rob a bank, like, you know, Ocean's 11 type. Yeah, I live for that. Right. And if everyone had gotten a happy ending, I would have been so satisfied. But because they freaking killed him off, I can't deal with it. And then I was thinking, why did she do that? Like, why did she write him the way that she did, where you're like rooting for him and you're rooting for Nina too, because it's Nina's heartbreak, right? Yeah. I mean, it's like him dying. It's almost like, okay, I could deal with that if it was just him, but it's like Nina's heartbreak. Like, why is she doing that to her? And like, I don't care if she's gonna find love with someone else in some other storyline. Like, I don't know. But so I feel a little bruised today.
I don't know. I usually, you know, I'm all for the happy ending also, but I just remember that being so dramatic and so like, oh, I can't believe she did that. Like, she did it.
But why?
I feel like there are so many characters. Someone had to have that like dramatic ending.
Okay, but I was thinking about it and I was like, why couldn't it have been like, I mean, I thought about this and I thought if Kaz had died, I almost would have felt less devastated because it was like he accomplished everything
he
wanted to do. He got his revenge. And also like the book doesn't really, Crooked Kingdom, it doesn't really end with a full resolution for Kaz and Inej. It's kind of like
she kind of just like
like more of the same, you know. It's not like they like ride off into the sunset together and have a happy ending. So I was thinking about it, I was like, I would have traded Kaz for Matthias. At least then Nina and Matthias could be happy together, like they really loved each other.
No,
and like just like the way he, like when you read from Nina's perspective of her trying to purge the drug from her system, and like how he like was just like so attentive and caring, like as she's going through her withdrawals, and like even though she's like saying all these terrible things to him, he's just like, well, you know, I'm here and I love you, and like, oh, I'm not just, and you had to kill him, like he's the best of all of them. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I had, like I said before, I had just forgotten how cool it was to be in their heads. And also just like you know, we've been in Lost's worlds for a long time, and we always say she's mm-hmm. a great writer and great storylines. Mm-hmm. But being back in this world, and like, I just really appreciate the little things and like how it's set up and just so creative with like the yurda or whatever, mm-hmm. and just how mm-hmm. that whole storyline is set up. I'm mm-hmm. just like, whoa, this is very, and to think that it came out like years ago, mm-hmm. like, this mm-hmm. is so mind-blowingly creative.
I mean, I loved what I think the author gets like an A++++ for is, I love seeing how, like, when the plot is unfolding and you think that it's been like their plan has been foiled somehow, yeah, or like, yeah, you yeah. know, something's going wrong. But actually that was always part of his Kaz's plan, or like he planned for those contingencies.
So, like, Oceans, you know?
Yes.
Like in the movies, like it goes wrong, but at the end they show you like, actually, like,
yes, yes, yes.
And we were saying,
I liked like, that.
Crows could have been a really cool movie.
Yes. Like just a one-off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Each book, like a movie.
Yeah.
I could see it play out so well with like the heists and stuff.
Yeah. I think that the Six of Crows duology, those two stories lend themselves to movie-style storytelling. Mm-hmm. Like you said, like one movie per book. So like, right. you know, a movie like and a sequel.
Episodic kind of cut.
Yeah. Right. Whereas Shadow on the Bone, I think, does really well with that kind of episodic storytelling, yeah. where it's divvied up over like 8 episodes and each book is one season. Mm-hmm. So all that just to go back and say, I don't know why they felt like they needed to weave in this like weird prequel backstory of like the Six of Crows, also because the backstory wasn't like a true backstory. So in the show, weren't we seeing like, okay, their mission to try and like, so in the show, the heist or whatever, like their job is to go and like retrieve this supposed sun summoner, right? Like they're not in the beginning, none of them are believers. They're like, she's a fake, mm-hmm. whatever, but like we'll kidnap her, right? Yeah. And so then like the way like they kind of like went about like how to successfully complete that job, there were parts of it that definitely reminded me of the ice court heist that's in the original book.
You were saying that.
And I think there were even like certain lines, like certain dialogue lines that they took from the book and put into the show. And like even like the Nina Mathias thing, like that's supposed to happen like way after. But they made it happen at the same time, which I guess like okay, like they could, but right. also it was just like why? Like I don't know. So
yeah, after having sat with the show for a while and like being in the books right now, I'm just like, I just feel like it got a little bit disserviced a little bit.
A little bit. But you know what? Like, again, maybe in future seasons. Do we know if they're confirmed for a second season or not?
I think so. That's what all the rumors are.
Okay. But I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I would be surprised if they didn't.
Done so well, though.
Yeah, know? It's number one. Yeah.
You know, it's number one. We put it number there.
One. Yeah. I remember checking on Friday when it was released and being like, it's not even in the top 10 right now. Like you had to actually like manually search for it to come up. And then by like the Sunday, like, like the end of the weekend for sure. Number it was one. Number one. Yeah. That's really cool.
And I you know, we had both been posting about it a lot on our personal accounts, Instagram accounts, but I've had like at least 5 or 6 people who had not read it or had not heard of it before, like start watching it. And I was like, yes, welcome to our world.
Yeah. I had a few people ask me to, I don't know if they actually took me up on it to like read it and watch it or not, but definitely a lot of questions about like, what is this? Like, I keep hearing about it. Like, I'm seeing it trending on Netflix. What is it?
Yeah.
For me, a lot of the messages were like, I'm too old to know, so tell me.
No.
And I was like, you can watch.
You're not.
You're not
too old.
You're not. You're not. Yeah.
Okay, well, if you had to pick a series, which one would be your favorite? Or do you prefer?
Okay, so up until the very end of Crooked Kingdom when Matthias died, it was Six of Crows. Like, I was like, oh, I just love it.
You liked that one more before, right?
So I didn't remember. Like, do you remember even last month when we were talking about Shadow and Bone? Like, I was like, what? Like, I forgot all of this. Mal's an amplifier? Like, what? Like, I forgot everything. So I was just going off of, like, general, like, very vague feelings and recollections. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I do remember. I remembered when I was reading Six of Crows and Crooked Kingdom. Like, I remember my husband and I, we were in Vegas when the second book came out, I think. When one of the books came out. And I, like, after dinner, and we were in Vegas without the kids. We were, like, on, like, a baby moon or, like, just, like, a getaway or something. Yeah. And at night after dinner, my husband likes to gamble, and I don't. Like, it was, like, too smoky for me. So I was like, go and gamble for a couple hours. I will read. And he was, like, gone till, like, 1 or 2 in the morning. But I didn't care because I was reading until 1 or 2 in the morning on this lover's trip that we went on together.
Honestly, we were, like, not. That sounds exactly like what we would do too.
Yeah. So I remembered that I liked Six of Crows or Crooked Kingdom or both so much that I had, like, brought it on this, like, trip and, like, stayed up to read it. Yeah. I didn't really remember. I don't even remember when I read Shadow and Bone. Like, I can't place it in my memory. So I think that's why I said originally, well, I know I like Six of Crows. Like, it's really good. I know that was something that I really enjoyed. And after having reread both series, like I was saying, until the end of book two, like end of Crooked Kingdom, I was like, oh yeah, Six of Crows for sure. I just think it's really fun to see the heist, like all the planning, and like they're all so skilled and like just lethal and just, I love that. I love Shadow and Bone. I mean, obviously, but if I had to pick one, it would be Six of Crows. But now that Matthias is dead, and I'm heartbroken over it, and I don't even know why she would make us invest in a character that she's going to kill. I honestly, I don't know, because I feel like in Shadow and Bone, everybody gets, like, everyone that you're rooting for gets their happy ending. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, Mal and Alina end up together. Like, they end up together. Yeah. They have a happy ending, right? And I'm all about happy endings. Like, I don't like open endings. And Crooked Kingdom kind of had a little bit of an open ending. I mean, there were a lot of plot lines that were resolved, but it just didn't have that same sense of finality. And, like, and they all lived happily ever after that Shadow and Bone did. And I look for that. I love that. And they all lived happily ever after. So I don't know. I think maybe Shadow and Bone has a slight edge over Six of Crows for me. But then the problem is, when I think about Shadow and Bone as a series, I can't help but compare it to Aquitar, A Court of Thorns and Roses, or Throne of Glass, because it's like in that same, like, sort of fantasy genre, with, like, magic and all that. And then when I do that, then I'm like, but that, it just, I mean, it's a good series, but it just doesn't compare. I think like that's where my mind goes, and so then I'm like, I mean, it's not like the most amazing series ever. So I don't know.
I feel like I have recency bias, but I really like Shadow and Bone. I'm like, man, I would pick it up again over, like, picking up Aquitar, which is, like, crazy because Aquitar is kind of like my go-to. But I think Silver Flames just, like, really threw me. And, like, and, like, honestly, I'm not excited for the next book. I'm not, like, my traditional looking forward to the next book. I'm like, can't wait for the next book. I'm kind of like, I'm good. I'm good.
I hear you. I mean, I hear you. I get it. If you've read A Court of Silver Flames, then you'll know what we're talking about. Or if you listen to our episode.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. And also for you, you said that, was it before? I don't know. At some point in time, though, the Shadow and Bone trilogy was like your
goat. Before I ever read any Moss, before I ever read any Sarah, it was my go. It was like my go-to reread, the one I always recommended to people.
Yeah.
So it definitely holds a place for me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I still think that the original. So somebody was asking me about. Oh, like I was so because we had been posting about Shadow and Bone and they were asking about Shadow and Bone. And then it just kind of turned into this thing of like they were saying like they really love to read. They enjoy YA. They're my age, like mid-30s. Yeah. But they were like, I haven't really like even read anything since The Hunger Games, but I loved it. So like they're totally into that genre, but just they just haven't. Or they read Hunger Games. And then what's the one that the character, the guy's name is Four.
Oh, Divergent.
Divergent, yeah. So they had read Divergent, that series, and Hunger Games. And they were like, I love that. Like, do you have any other recommendations? And so I was talking about Shadow and Bone. And then I was like, but really? Like, if you really wanted, like, a good story, like, get to Shadow and Bone later. You need to read A Court of Thorns and Roses. But even as I was explaining it. That
first time.
Amazing.
Yeah.
No, but even for me, I was like, just read the first three books. Like, I was like, for me, that's the original trilogy almost. It's like, you don't need A Court of Silver Flames. I don't know. I mean, I know that there's still, like, a lot in that universe that has to be.
But, like, I mean, the main story is, like, complete, you know? I mean, like, in your box, in the first three books, you can get a complete story and feel, like, great at the end of it.
Yes, fantastic. That's exactly what I said. I was like, read this series. Well, I said this. Read this book, but only if you promise you're going to read book two. Like, if you're going to stop at book one, you can't. You like, don't even try. Yeah. You have to promise you're going to at least go to book two for me. Yeah. And then I was like, and you could just stop at book three. There's, like, some other novellas and stuff. But you, like... It's not necessary.
Do you have any other thoughts?
Do you want to know? No. Yes. We, following the Grishaverse theme that we've been having for the past couple of months, for the month of May, for our PPG Book Club Read Along, we are going to be reading another duology, and it is the King of Scars / Rule of Wolves duology, also by Leigh Bardugo, and also in this Grishaverse realm. And the King of Scars duology centers around Prince, or I guess King Nikolai, right? Yes. I don't know anything about it other than that it's his, like, his story. Which, reminds me. So I think that between reading Shadow and Bone, that trilogy, and then reading Six of Crows, that duology, Six of Crows, I mean, the gap, I think, must have been big enough that I didn't remember any of the characters from Shadow and Bone, because this time around we read them back to back. So when, like, Jenya and Zoya, and even like Sturmhorn, or what, I don't know how you pronounce his name, like when they make their little cameo at the in the middle to end a book of Crooked Kingdom, like you totally know like who they are. But when I was rereading it this time, I was like, they come back in this book. Like, I forgot. Like, I don't think I picked up on who they were the first time I read it, because it had been so long. Gotcha. But I loved when the privateer showed up, and I was like, oh, it's King Nikolai. So yeah, that is going to be our book club pick for the month of May.
Excited for you.
I'm super excited. So you've read
King of Scars. When it first came out, I think maybe like 2 Januaries ago or something. Or was it last year? No, it was 2 Januaries ago. I don't remember. Anyways, I'm like we had the cameo in Crooked Kingdom, but it's gonna full on, like,
whoosh,
like all the characters are gonna kind of start coming together, and Rule of Wolves is supposed to be kind of like the end.
Oh,
I think this is like the end.
You know what, though? That makes sense. That makes sense because, okay, that totally makes sense. Because as I was reading Cricket Kingdom, like we just said, there were kind of a few loose ends. Like Nina needs to go bury Matthias in Fjorda. And then she's like, then I'll join you in Hrafnka. And like maybe whatever. There's like all this, you know, and like Jesper too. Like, where is he going to go? You know, he's going to be with Wieland for a little bit. But then like, is he going to go and train with Grisha? Like, you know, and they even... Okay, don't spoil it, but you can just, you can give me a facial expression. But like, even at the end of book of Cricket Kingdom, when Jesper's dad is kind of like, they're just like kind of hashing out everything, right? Like with how his mom died. And I forget what the Zemeni like call the Grisha. It's called something else, like the gifted or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the girl that Jesper's mom saved and like died saving, at the end of Crooked Kingdom, Jesper's dad says, well, if you ever come back home, you should go find that girl that like was saved, because she's also like you. She's another Grisha, and she's actually really powerful. I hear she's really powerful. And like, it was just like a little bit too much detail for a throwaway character. So I kind of bookmarked it in my head, and I was like, I wonder if that person or character will come back later. But yeah, there's... Okay,
I can't even give you an expression.
That's even better.
That are gonna blow your mind.
Okay, I'm excited. Oh, I don't know if I can wait.
Just read it. At least read the first book.
Maybe.
And they're long. They're longer than like these past books.
Okay,
they're almost but, like mossy length.
Ooh, I like that. Okay, but do I? Is it worth it to buy it? Because I have all the other ones. I have Shadow and Bone, all three, and I have, right?
And I have to tell you, if you're going to get one, get both, because there's a cliff.
Yeah, no, I would probably just buy both. Yeah, you're gonna that doesn't...
Flip a table.
Jared! Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Okay, all right. That's our book club pick for May. Yeah. Anything else? We want to add, you want to say before we sign off?
I'm good. I'm about to go rewatch a couple episodes.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I know. Yeah. I'm so deep into this like Grisha universe. I mean, listen, you guys, I have like a real life, right? I have three kids. I have real life problems. And yet all day, all I could think about was how Matthias is dead. Like, like, that's where my brain kept going. Like, how could she kill him? Why? Why couldn't she just let him live? It's a total book hangover. So, all right. Well, that wraps up our April podcast episode. Thank you for reading along. For those who read along, thank you for listening. For those who just wanted to tune in and listen to us gab for an hour, make sure to follow us on Instagram at Pen and Page Gals. And you can also follow us individually if you'd like. Jen Sane is at Jen Sane. And I, Sophia, am at Sophia K Says. We also have a website, blog, penandpagegals.com. And until next time, bye.